Hi, this is Hannah Post, and this is my submission for the Paul Engle Essay Contest.
A sense of belonging.
It was the hottest day of summer, and everyone was struggling to stay cool. Sweat dripped down my face and neck, covering my whole body. I was panting, trying to swallow enough spit to undo the desert in my throat. The smell of body odor fills the car as three teenage boys sit in the back. I stick my head out the window to feel the fresh summer breeze against my face, trying to ignore the boys in the back saying, "Are we there yet?" every 5 seconds. As I was staring at the cornfields as we passed by, so many thoughts crossed my mind. I wondered why we moved to Iowa instead of anywhere else. I wanted to know why my parents picked Iowa. It was just full of farms and fields, nothing special. Every year on the 4th of July, my family goes to a parade in Clear Lake. In the sticky heat, it's always miserable. My mom dragged the whole family out of bed bright and early, got us to wear red, white, and blue, and we headed out. We go an hour early to get good seats, but it's never been worth it. We sit there, sitting in the boiling sun, waiting for a swarm of kids to fight over small Tootsie Rolls that are thrown at the ground. My whole body was drenched in sweat, and there was no escape, no air conditioning around me. Knowing that I had to get back in the car with my big family, and no air brought the worst out in me, I was thirsty, hungry, tired, and extremely hot. The parade finally gets over. Avery and I carry out heavy trash bags full of candy back to the car for another eventful car ride. Connor, Max, and Parker are all in the back seat, smelling up the whole car. Avery and I had our legs up against each other, and it felt like we were stuck from all the sweat. I leaned my head against the window, trying not to think about it. We started to head to my uncle's house about 30 minutes away from the parade. That means a half an hour of the nasty smell of odor, dry throat, and a grumbly stomach. How am I going to get through this, I thought. My head was out the window, trying to cool down and ignore the crazy boys in the back seat. Avery was complaining about her phone dying, and I tried my hardest to block their voices out. The wind was blowing in my face as I watched us go past the cornfields. The air in the car started to blow out hot air. I thought the car ride would be never-ending. This was the worst day ever. 10 minutes left of the car ride, and it wasn't getting any better. My mom was sitting in the passenger seat singing and attempting to get everyone in a better mood. My dad went on and on about how good the parade was this year and what floats were his favorite. I thought they were crazy. Nothing was making this situation better. Pulling into Ventura, we see our uncle's house. I quickly unbuckle my blistering hot seatbelt. Ready to run out the door, I see most of my family sitting in brand new wooden lawn chairs in the front yard. I smell the steaks being grilled, and I see my grandma getting her famous side dishes ready to eat. I race to get out of the car when I see in the corner of my eye a cooler. I run as fast as my legs can go and grab two ice-cold water bottles. Pour one on my sticky head and one to clear my throat. I have finally cooled down. I walked over in the pokey grass to see my grandma putting out fresh french fries from the fryer and her delicious pasta salad. As the steaks were being finished, my family lined up with plates waiting for their turn to get food, not so patiently. It came to my turn and my mom was in front of me, taking extra long. Max, my younger brother, was too cranky to get his own food, so my mom had to help him as well. It felt like forever. The smell of all the foods was making my mouth water, and I could hear my stomach calling for food. I grab a plateful and head over to the lawn chairs in the shade. I was sitting with all my cousins under a big tree close to my aunts and uncles. All the kids were together for the first time that year and had lots to catch up on. Kids were laughing, parents were talking, and that's when I realized it felt like I was home. After 2 years have passed, I finally figured out why my parents brought us to the state of Iowa. It's not what's in Iowa, it's about the people here. No matter how cranky I would have been, everyone there was welcoming.
Oh, thank you.